and welcome to this week's episode of the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast. I am your host, Peter Wheatmartian, and we have a great episode lined up for you this week. To begin, we have our first segment as our Biz Buzz segment, where I am joined by Colleen and KZ. Each of us talks about one Amazon service that authors and publishers will more than likely come in contact with as they are going through the writing, the publishing, and the selling portion of their book process. We each talk about the service and some of why an author would use that service. Then in our second segment, Colleen is joined by children's author Tina Neely, and Tina and Colleen discuss a little bit about Tina, her book, and about her process as being a children's author. Finally, I want to just remind all of you that we are on YouTube, so if you are enjoying the Biz Buzz segments, we have all of our Biz Buzz segments also on YouTube. You can go and listen to just the Biz Buzz segments there, and if you do go to our YouTube page, please be sure to like and subscribe to the channel and leave a comment on one of the Biz Buzz videos, and let's help really spread the word about what's going on in the publishing industry through these Biz Buzz segments. We hope you're enjoying the show, and we will be heading over to the Biz Buzz segment right about now. And welcome to this week's Biz Buzz segment on the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast. This week, I am joined by Colleen and KZ as always, and we're going to take a high-level swim around Amazon today. So if you are an author, if you are a publisher, if you are a bookseller in any capacity like that, you're going to come across a few different services or programs that Amazon offers. And we wanted to just kind of cover a little bit about what each of those are and kind of talk a little bit about maybe not necessarily which one you should use, but maybe some of the benefits that each of these programs or services can really can provide to people in the publishing world. So each of us, Colleen, KZ, and myself, each took a program, and we're going to talk a little bit about them. So let me introduce the programs real quick. First off, I think the most common program that we're going to see is the Amazon Author Central program, and Colleen's going to cover that. A very popular and a very, very well-known program as well as the KDP program, and KZ is going to cover that. And then I am going to talk about a separate, more distribution-oriented program called Amazon Advantage. So those are the three things we're going to cover today. And I'm going to first turn it over to KZ because I think, like I said, KDP is probably one of the more popular, one of the more well-known programs. So KZ, over to you.
Okay, great, Peter. Yes, KDP stands for Kindle Direct Publishing. And that's that you could also think of it as Kindle Digital Publishing, but it isn't. It's Kindle Direct Publishing. The reason people get confused and think it's digital is because it's most commonly known because it's how Amazon produces, Amazon is behind it, so they do produce it. It's how Amazon produces digital ebooks, but it's also how all of Amazon's because you can also produce short stories and things like that, but all of the publishing that Amazon does now is through the KDP umbrella. If you've been around for a while, you might remember something called CreateSpace, which is where Amazon started with the publishing. And that was the traditional package of print, paperback print books. And when KDP was started as a separate program, as a separate division, if you will, of the company, eventually they morphed all of the publishing from the traditional side, the print side, into the KDP. And now KDP actually produces all of the media, any kind of communication media that you can buy on Amazon is available to create using KDP. Digital ebooks, print paperback, hardback, and audiobooks are the most commonly used, are commonly seen. And that's pretty much an overview of it. One of the things I'd like to point out is that in order to use the KDP services, you do have to have an Amazon account. Because even though KDP is a separate program, if you will, it's all built off of the Amazon engine. And in fact, most of the preferred way to create your KDP account is to actually start first with your Amazon account and link the two. In fact, as an author, when you order books at author price, they're delivered directly into your Amazon account shopping cart, so that they're delivered through that account. So it's a pretty seamless setup. And I don't want to go into any more detail. Maybe you guys have any comments or questions about it.
Well, I'll just piggyback off of that real quick and say that all of these programs and services really do revolve around your Amazon account. So if you have like an Amazon account that you use to buy whatever it is, books, whether it's, you know, blankets, whether it's Christmas gifts, whatever it is, that kind of is the basis for all of these services and programs. So in one way, it is nice because it's all centered around that one Amazon account that you have. Colleen, do you have anything to add to KDP?
You two covered it really well. I was just going to say the same thing.
great minds.
That's right.
So let me ask you one question, KZ, then. So who can use KDP? Is it open to anyone, or are there certain requirements that you need to use?
Pretty much anyone who is able to create and upload the appropriate files can use KDP. You have to be very careful and make sure that if you decide that you want to publish with KDP, that you read their terms, because there are specific terms and there are specific rules that you have to follow. A big one is your content has to be original. Mm-hmm. Okay. They have huge, huge checks and balances to make sure that plagiarism is under control, and that you're not attempting to publish something that you don't have the rights to. Pretty much as long as you have the understanding and the ability to create the files and get them properly formatted and uploaded, you can have a KDP account. There's no charge for it.
Oh, there's no charge. That's good. That's good information. Yeah, and I want to kind of just add a little bit here. Not that KZ hasn't covered everything that I wanted to, but let some people who are listening who might have any, let's just say, advertising through the Kindle, you know, any of those programs. That's not really what we're talking about, is it, KZ? Those are separate from KDP.
Oh yeah, totally separate. Actually, Amazon does have its own market, its own advertising package that you can Amazon advertising is just like you can go to Facebook and do Facebook advertising for books and different things. Amazon has its own advertising marketing program. And so no, you don't use KDP for advertising, but I'll tell you what you do use KDP for, and that is as a writer, as the author, you use KDP to access the marketing tools that they provide. So one of the tools that you have as a writer and with your KDP membership is the ability to access the Amazon advertising package, as well as the several different ways of marketing your book using Amazon services.
Yeah, that's great information. And I am sure that the three of us will dive into that area of the Amazon world in a future episode. But I think we've done really good. Yeah, I think you've done a really good job of covering what KDP is for the I don't want to say average user, but the user that what most users are going to use KDP for. So thank you for that.
Definitely. You're welcome. I'll add one real quick thing before we move on to Colleen, and that is KDP also offers for the author data statistics on how their books are sold. And also KDP also offers something that is, I think, quite important to the author. I don't know how I could have overlooked this. But KDP also offers a service called Kindle Select, which essentially pays, and this is a separate topic also, I'm just going to give you a high level, which pays instead of a royalty, it pays authors for page reads. Okay, and it's just a unique way of paying for of an author to be paid. It's only on the digital, and it's only available through Kindle, through KDP. So, and again, that is another topic, but Kindle Unlimited would be one of the features that you have as a KDP member as well.
Yeah, that is really good information. Thanks for adding that on. So then let me kind of transition right into what Colleen's going to talk about, because KZ, you talked a lot about what authors can use KDP for. And I think Colleen, you are talking about the Amazon Author Central, which is pretty much a ubiquitous part of Amazon that all authors need to know a little bit about. And if I might just say so myself, I think it's one of the most overlooked places in the Amazon ecosystem. I think a lot of traditional publishers obviously take the reins and really cover Amazon Author Central, but a lot of independent and self-published authors, usually this is where they could use a little bit of help, I think. So Colleen, can you talk a little bit about Amazon Author Central?
Sure, I'd be glad to. And I think you said something right there that hit the nail on the head, is that a lot of authors overlook this step. And it's really crucial so that you can get yourself out there, put yourself out there so people know about you. They can find your book. They can find you and find out who you are as an author and a person. So like I said, it's a platform, one of Amazon's platform, and it allows authors to set up an author page on Amazon. And why is that important? So like I said, people can find you. They can get reviews of your book. So when you are doing putting your book together, in the very beginning, before you even publish it, you'll get some editorial reviews. And this is a place where you can add your editorial reviews on people that have given reviews before the book's published. And then also you'll get customer reviews on it. You can track your book rankings. Really important to see and respond to those reviews, chat with your readers. And also, let me go back to the beginning. So it's where people learn about you. And when you're becoming an author, you are probably continually working on your author platform, setting that up and making sure people know about you. And so it's going to help you sell more books. And what happens also, if you're a multi-author, you have several books, this is a place where you can link all your books together and it will be on your author page. So if you have a series of books, or if you have an ebook, a print book, a hardcover book, and a softcover book, people can choose which book they want to buy from you. And it helps your fans and your raving fans, those people who are so excited for your books to come out, find you. And then what's a good way is, if you're not familiar with author pages at Amazon Central, you can just go to your Amazon account and type in a random book title that you know of, and you can look at that book on Amazon and find the author's name, that type of thing. But what I've found is some authors don't understand that they need an author page. And it's like I said, I keep going back to, it's really important for you to link those books together, have a professional author photo on your author page, your biography, make sure that it's really compelling, people can find out about you. Again, like I said, put all of your books there. You want to have a follow button so that people can follow you and see if something new comes out, that type of thing. And it's really all about getting people to your to your account, to your books. And so you want to start with at Amazon Central, setting that up. So you can join this for free. It doesn't cost anything. And then, like Peter and Candy just, or KZ said, you want to use your Amazon account, because that will link everything together, no matter what account you have. And then, again, make sure of your terms and conditions. That's always important. And then what you do is you set up on this Amazon Central page, like I said, you set up, you can put in your book covers, you can put in your editorial reviews that you get before you publish, those people you ask to review your book, your professional photo, and that type of stuff. Now, they used to let you put on your blog and other types of things, but Amazon got away from doing that. So it's not able to, you're not able to put all of that on there, but people can find you. And then when you put your books on there, you are going to get a confirmation email from Amazon saying that you either need to finish your account or your books are ready to go on your account. And that can take 3 to 7 days. So if you want to publish on, say, April 20th and it's April 13th, you don't want to wait that long to get your Amazon page up, because it's going to take some time for that to link over into Amazon. And that's the same with if you go through Ingram Spark as a distributor, you're going to want to make sure that you set everything up ahead of time before you want to launch, so that you can have it out there when you're ready to launch and do that. So you can always add information to your author page while you're waiting for that verification. You can start your author page when you're writing your book, just get it ready. And while you're waiting for that verification, like I said, you can start adding information to that page, but you can't add or make changes to your books until everything's confirmed, because that's going to delay your process. And this is kind of deep about going into the Amazon Author Central page. But what I really want to say here is it's not too hard to set up if you want to set it up yourself. You can follow the instructions, or you can have somebody help you do it. But it's very, very important to find out and put in the information so that people can find you. Part of your author platform, like I said, like the social media is, like your website is. And that's another thing you can put on Author Central is your website, so people can go there and find out more about you. And I think that pretty much covers it. But like I said, your biography is really important. Your professional profile picture. A lot of people want to skip this step, but it's great to invest in a professional picture so that people can see who you are, a really good quality picture. And then there'll always be a follow button there. So have that, make sure that that's live on your Author Central page, so that people can, again, click that, follow you for any new information, that type of thing. And I think I've pretty much covered everything. Like I said, include all the versions of your books, whichever, if you have an ebook, a hardcover, softcover. And then when you publish more books, make sure that you add those to your Author Central page. Does that answer your question? Is that pretty much of a high level, I guess, explanation? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good coverage of what is included in the Amazon Author Central. One question I have for you, and I think you kind of touched on it, but is this something that only people who use KDP can have, or is this something that is more widespread?
Absolutely not. Yeah, if you go through Ingram Spark, you will be able to, like I said, will Ingram Spark, they are distributors, so you can, it will link your book to Amazon. So when you set up your Amazon Central page, like I said, after everything's confirmed and verified, that image and your information will go up on your Author Central page, your author page, and people can see you. Now, if an author chooses to go through a different distributor, there are other distributors out there. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that they have the option of connecting to your Amazon account. So that's really important, because if they can't connect to that, then you won't be able to get distribution from that company. So that's really important for authors to understand also.
Yeah, that's really, really great information. Thanks for that. KZ, anything that you came across, anything that you want to add to what Colleen said?
Yeah, I think the only thing I would add is that, and that really was a great overview. I would add just the reminder that as an author, the advantage to having the author central page is that when it's a central place that you can give out, it's a link you can give out to anyone who is interested in you as a writer, where they will find all of your books. Mm-hmm. You do have to keep it up. Sometimes it's automatic. Sometimes the books get picked up automatically, but you can't count on that. You do have to make sure that your books are added as you continue to grow as an author. But it's something that is built into the system. And every time you have a book, any place in Amazon that has your name on it, it's going to have that link to your author central page. So you, it's in your best interest as a writer to make sure you keep that up and use it. I use it continually in my newsletters that I send out to my my readers of my fiction. I have the right at the top. I have subscribe to my Facebook page and follow me on my Author Central page. So it's an important basic tool.
Thanks for covering that, Candy. I totally slipped my mind. And it's so important because it's a big marketing piece for authors to get that information out. So great catch there.
Yeah, that is really great because it is just a catch-all for all of your books so people can find, I mean, maybe they like one of your books but didn't realize you had six or seven other books out there, and it's a great place for everyone or for people to see all of the books that you have.
Six or seven, I'm coming up on 20, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aren't you, wow, Miss producer there. Wow.
Yeah, that's really great. Yeah, so thanks, Colleen, for covering what an Amazon Author Central page is. I guess that leaves it just down to me now, and I'm going to talk a little bit, high-level view on what Amazon Advantage is. So, I know KZ covered about how KDP can produce ebooks and also print books, and Colleen talked about what an Amazon author page is, but Amazon Advantage kind of is a way that people or that authors or publishers can sell books that they print elsewhere. Now, there are some programs like Ingram Spark that work directly with Amazon, so you don't have to do that. But if you carry inventory yourself, so if you have a few hundred or a couple thousand books in your basement that you're trying to sell, the Amazon Advantage program is the way that you are going to work with Amazon to sell it. So I'm just pulling this directly from the Amazon Advantage website. And it is a program that enables publishers, authors, musicians, filmmakers, basically anyone who creates media to sell physical copies of their book. We're going to talk books. So of their book through Amazon, in which Amazon will order directly from you. So like I said, if you have a inventory of books at your house, in a warehouse, by you, whatever, Amazon will order books from you and then act as the seller to whoever's out there to buy it. So a couple fun things that you can do with Amazon Advantage. They do offer some marketing and promotion tools. This is really nice too, because if you are a publisher, especially, you can work on pre-orders. So you might set a launch date for a book a few months in advance. Through the Amazon Advantage program, you can set pre-orders up so that once the pre-ordered or once the launch date has hit, all of the people with the pre-orders will receive their books. And then also another very, very important part of this is all of the books that you sell through the Amazon Advantage program are included in Amazon Prime. So that's very important because I know everyone nowadays wants to get their book in, a couple of days. Heck, some of these Prime deals let you order it today and get it later tonight. So that's pretty important, I think. So like I said, it covers a lot of things for if you have inventory for Amazon to sell. Basically, Let me just let me cover a couple of other things really, really quick. So first of all, there is a fee to be a part of the Amazon Advantage program. It's $99 a year, but you also maintain all of the retail price. So you can set the retail price for whatever you're selling, and Amazon just takes takes their seller's fee, which is for books usually 55% of the list fee or the list price. So that's kind of the cost part of the Amazon Advantage program. And then, like I said, it's for any type of media. So Amazon Advantage can accept books, calendars, sheet music, pamphlets, diaries, magazines, things like that. It doesn't include any digital content, and it does not include any subscription content. So it's not like a recurring or a digital way to sell your books, but it does any kind of physical copy of your book you can sell through Amazon Advantage. And then, like I said, so this is what separates Amazon Advantage from KDP mostly, is that Amazon orders the book directly from you. So when their inventory is low, they will send an order to you. You will then ship your copies of the book to Amazon for them to stock in their warehouse for sale on their site. It all depends upon how Amazon sees your book selling. So they might only want a few copies of your book. They might want 100 copies of your book. It, like I said, it's all down to what their demand they are seeing for your book is. So that kind of is a very, I know, in-depth kind of look at what Amazon Advantage is. And I hope, let me turn it over to Colleen or Casey. Anything that I haven't covered there?
I'm going to jump in real quick, and maybe we don't want to get into the weeds of this right now. But to me, and maybe other authors, I just want to see if we can clear this up, maybe for just me, but I don't think so. What is the advantage then of Amazon Advantage if the author has their books? Yes, they want to sell them if they have physical books in their garage or their basement or whatever. But they're paying for that shipping cost to go to Amazon.
So can I answer that, Colleen?
Sure.
Okay, and I don't know if it's for Universal, but I know that what I've seen for this, one reason to do this, think in terms of a three-ring bound book, a book that isn't like, not three-ring, but a spiral bound book, okay? So mm-hmm. if you have a book out that you want to have a workbook for, KDP does not offer spiral binding.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So if you have a book that is off size, any kind of size that Ingram or KDP or one of those publishers doesn't offer, then the Amazon Advantage is the only way to get the book in.
Mm-hmm. So if you went to a different printer to get a spiral bound, if you wanted to, then Amazon Advantage would be a good way for you to sell your book.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that. So thank you.
Peter might have some other thoughts on it, but that's one that I know is one reason to do it. But you make a valid point. There really is not a reason to do the Amazon. You need to have a specific reason to mm-hmm. use the Amazon Advantage program.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. I think, this kind of gets into a little bit of a farther, you know, maybe a more in-depth discussion that we can have at a later date too. But so it's kind of the pros and cons. You have to weigh the pros and cons versus printing in bulk with like an offset printer or printing on demand with a KDP or a Amazon, KDP or an Ingram Spark print on demand printer. So, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you make a good point that this is a discussion for another time, because that 55% that Amazon takes, mm-hmm. That's a pretty hefty amount on top of everything else. So it has to be worth your while. You have to have a great way to publish that book, to print that book rather, in volume for a lot less than any place else, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was thinking. I think the advance, like the disadvantage, I guess, to a small, like independent or self-published author of doing an Amazon Advantage would be that there is a higher upfront cost because they will have to pay for the printing and the shipping of everything to Amazon. So that is something that you want to be aware of.
But they also keep that entire 49% or 45% of profit on their own. So
Correct.
when it is profitable at a certain point, more profitable than other ways, depending on what your book is.
Yeah, that is true. Very, very, very true. So I think maybe what we'll do is we'll put this on the schedule for us to talk a little bit about the pros and cons versus a traditional like offset printing versus a print on demand, because there
Great
are
topic.
yeah there's a lot of different pros and cons either way depending on how you do it. I think what I want to kind of say too, and Colleen mentioned this. She said something to the effect of like, it, obviously you want to sell your book. I think one advantage of using Amazon Advantage, haha, is that it reaches a wider audience than you necessarily could get on just selling it on your own website. So I think that's the that yes, obviously you would make more money if you just sold it by yourself on your own website, but if you use the Amazon Advantage, you can reach a much wider audience because, as we all know, it feels like everyone has an Amazon account and uses Amazon Prime to order things. So that's the reach that Amazon has kind of outweighs some of the negatives, I think.
100% agree with that, Peter. There's as an author, the temptation to go wide is always strong, and we call that going wide when we leave the Amazon nest, so to speak. But that Amazon nest is important to keep, even when we stretch out our wings and fly away a little bit. It's always important to keep that base in Amazon because their reach is just so much more than we can ever get.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think again, this is another discussion that I think we'll have to add on to the Biz Buzz topic list for later on. Is this is also kind of wades a little bit into the discussion of kind of what a distributor is versus what a publisher or an author does, because this is kind of a more of a benefit to people like a distributor who might be distributing more than one author's books or more books than just their own individual title. Yeah. So I definitely want to thank both of you for talking a little bit about what the different Amazon account, Amazon programs, however you want to call it. There's a lot of different things that Amazon provides to authors, publishers, and I think that we've covered three of them. But like I mean, we already covered two or three more that we want to talk about later. So thank you both. Is there anything that we haven't covered for any of these that you guys think that we need to let our listeners know about?
No, I think I just think it was a great conversation.
Yeah, I agree. I learned a couple things, so it's always good to do that.
Yeah, I definitely think that if you do have any questions, let us know. We can, we just cover the very high level stuff. So be sure to reach out if you have any questions on any either of these programs. And like I said before, I hope that you've learned a few things. And we will be back next week with some more great book. Sorry, Biz Buzz book topics. So have a great week, and we'll see, or we'll be talking to you soon next week. This episode of the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast is brought to you by us, the Author's Voice. The Author's Voice is the premier online training platform for authors, speakers, and entrepreneurs looking to add a new revenue stream to their business. Whether you're an author looking to publish your book or an administrative assistant looking to expand your business by working with authors and speakers, we have the training programs to help you become a certified publishing professional. You can learn more about the Author's Voice on our website, theauthorsvoice.org, or please follow our social media at Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You can find links to all of those places in the show notes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Blank Page to Bestseller Podcast. And today we're very excited to have Tina Neely with us. So my guest today, like I said, is a new author, Tina Neely, and her first book has just been released and is the first of a collection with more stories to follow. It is a book with a wonderful message and a unique backstory. And then there's The Pig. So let's get started and meet Tina, who is joining us from her home in Cincinnati. Tina, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Oh, we are excited that you decided to come on. It's really fun. So, Tina, tell us about your book. What's the title? And what is it this about a pig?
So the title is Bacon Loves Everyone, and it is based on a true story. It's the day that we adopted our pet pig, Bacon Bit. And so the focus is on the book is the message that you are loved. And so Bacon is a very determined little pig that tries to get everybody's attention, and he's very optimistic. He's like, he sees people there that are kind of overlooking him, but he doesn't care. He's still telling everybody he loves them, and he's just waiting for the right person to respond back.
That's really cool. And I love it when authors, or especially children's authors, look to send a positive message. Some of the children's authors we've worked with, or all of them really, they all have a special message that's positive, positive outlook. It's really important.
Yeah, I agree, because there's just so much negativity in the world. And my husband and I work with some children through our church organization, and it's sad in my heart to see the things that these children are dealing with at such a young age. And it just seems like it's intensified through the years.
Yeah, it really has.
I mean, like when we were children, it was like you had no worries. You went out and played, and when it got dark out and the streetlights came on, you came home.
Exactly.
They don't get to do that now. So
I know. Especially in the summer, it's like you were out till 10 o'clock at night and nobody was worried about you.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So this is a children's book and it's a story. So, but I understand that there's also the message, and the message is what you talked about. It's a positive message, and your adopted pig, Bacon, it's so positive. Do you want to go further into that, or did we cover that pretty much?
Well, I mean, it's just that, like I said, Bacon is very, the character is very optimistic. He knows he has value, and he's not going to let the outside world affect that. Like, he is just determined to find the people that will appreciate him for him. And he knows that there's a fit out there, and just stays focused on that. And I think we need to do that. That's kind of the message here, that we are loved, we are have value, and we should concentrate on that, what we have, not what we don't have. And so his optimism is just, I think, refreshing, and he wins in the end. I mean, he finds the love that he's seeking, and he wants to not only find love for himself, but he wants to share his love with others.
I think that's great. And I love what you just said about he's looking for a fit, that everybody has a fit for them. It doesn't matter. You don't always have to be in the in group or bullied. You know, you can find your own way and spread that happiness, because happiness will, I think, be more resonated with people than the negativity.
I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, I am a Christian woman, so my main focus is on Jesus all the time. And I think people are intrigued when they see an individual that's positive all the time. And they're like, what is it about them? What is it that they have that I'm missing? And so I always view that as an opportunity. And I viewed this book as that same thing. So it's the message of love. And to me, Jesus defines love. So I'm hoping through this story that people may question, who is this lady? And what is she keep trying to express this love about? And then maybe look into, oh, she's a Christian woman, and her concentration is on Jesus. And maybe I need to look a little more into Jesus. And I hope that it snowballs for somebody, that it will lead them closer to Christ.
Yeah, I'm very much a Christian person too, and believing in Jesus and what he does. And it's so nice and refreshing to hear somebody not be afraid to say that they're a Christian or that they love Jesus and want to spread his word. I think that is just wonderful. So, talking about this, is that what drew you into writing this book? Is, like you said, spreading the message, that type of thing?
So it all started right at the onset of COVID. At the time, I was a sous chef at DHL corporate office, and they notified us that they were shutting the kitchen down. And I came home and I told my husband, I said, "What am I going to do?" I said, I obviously I can't cook for the general public anymore." And I said, "I'm just going to go in the backyard and just start writing some stuff down. And I think I'm going to try to do a blog. I really don't know what a blog is, but I know they're popular. That's something I can do from home, so I'll give it a try." And as I'm writing, Bacon is talking to me, and a pig has 40 different sounds they make to communicate with you. And I do not know all 40 sounds that Bacon makes, but I do know some of them. And he was like, "Pay me some attention. I need some love." So he was trying to get my attention, because he still thinks he's a lap pig, even though he is definitely not a pig. But he likes to be spooned and he likes to be coddled. And he was saying, "Hello, I'm over here." So as he was doing that, that story just came to me. And of course, before I started sitting down and writing, I prayed about it. "Lord, what is it that you want me to do, and guide me?" And so then I walked back into the house and I told my husband, I said, "I got it." And he goes, "You got what?" I said, "I'm going to be a children's author." And he goes, "Sure, what?" And I said, "I feel like the Lord is leading me to do this." I said, "I got a really cute little story here, and I'm going to do that." "Well, who's going to illustrate it?" And I said, "Well, I am." And he says, "Do you know how to do that?" I said, "When it's all said and done, I won't know how to do that." So 3 years later, here we are.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious and funny and determination. It says about determination. Can you go into a little bit more about the 40 sounds a pig has? I mean, how did you do research on that, or
Yes, yes, yes. So I did, of course, I did all my research after I got the pig. Because I evidently a pig also should be like have a mate. If they don't have a mate, their lifespan tends to be shorter. And I did not know that when we got Bacon. However, Bacon lives with chickens, so I don't think he feels lonely at all. So he has, right now, I think I have 21 or 23, I'm not sure at this time, chickens in there with him. So, and he does have a buddy named Eggs, so it's Bacon and Eggs, another book. And, but so the sounds that he made, he actually sounded like a monkey to me or a gorilla when he was communicating. And he just, they're extremely intelligent. They're like the fourth smartest mammal. And he will let you know when he's thirsty, he makes a certain sound. When he's hungry, he makes a certain sound. When he's agitated with the girls riding on his back, he lets them know that too. When you tell him to do something and he doesn't want to, example, when he was a house pig, he would try to root things, and I would say, "Bacon, no root." And he literally would go, like, "I am disgusted with you. I am a pig. That's what I do. And you're asking me not to." So, those are the sounds that I know of thus far.
Oh, that is so funny. It's kind of like a baby, you know, a baby who can't talk. They have sounds, and you start as a parent or a grandparent, whatever, you start noticing when they're in distress, when they're happy, when they're sad. That's so funny. So I love it. I love it. I love it. So I think it's really interesting about your ministry that you and your husband have. And can you tell us about more about your ministry, and what is it about the city kids around you that you help?
So my husband is an assistant pastor and a youth minister at a local inner city church. And so he actually started out ministering through martial arts. He has coached international teams with a Russian martial arts style called Sambo. And so he has a couple locations, a couple different churches, and he will invite the kids to the basement of the church because most of these kids have not, they don't know church, but they're willing to come to learn about martial arts. So he'll bring them downstairs. He will open in prayer. He will teach them to beat the tar out of each other. Then they will do a devotion, and then they will beat the tar out of each other, and they'll close in prayer. So it's an interesting combination, but it works. Once they're there a few times, then he just kind of talks them into coming on upstairs. Let's see what church is about. So that's how we started the ministry, and then Then we went on to, in fact, on Tuesday nights this evening, we have the kids come early enough that we can feed them a meal. And then we do a discipleship now. So we're teaching them how to disciple to other people, to lead other people to Christ. And then after that, they go to Samba practice. So we've really built a real tight family with these children. You can usually find bikes, skateboards, whatever outside my front door because they swing by all the time, which is really a compliment for young kids to want to hang out with us old folk. They just enjoy that attention, that one-on-one attention. So that is where the ministry started. And our church is very giving, but it's a small congregation. So I told my husband, I said, I pray that this book will lead to some financial resources that will enable us to help these children in other ways that they need assistance.
Well,
So that's kind of the mission behind the book.
that's really cool. That's really cool. And you know, I think when we were talking before, I told you that I started working with a youth group at our church. I'm not sure if you remember that, but it is so rewarding to work with the kids. And you know,
Yes.
we're like that too. We have an activity that they can do, but then we have discipleship or you know, circles where we talk and try to get them to talk, which sometimes
Right.
can be hard. You know,
Yes.
but you make it fun, but you also make it spiritual. And you know, hopefully that they'll catch on and it'll really resonate with them.
Right. Right. And it is neat because you'll have these kids, I mean, you'll challenge them. You'll say you need to go out there and you need to spread the gospel, and they'll go up to the skate park, or they'll go up to the bicycle area, and then they'll come back and then they'll tell on each other, "Oh, Zymeer's out there preaching to everybody. You need to come to church and you should join us." And it's like, that's awesome. That's great, you know, that they're out there witnessing. Because I think a lot of people look at young youth and they for some reason, they instantly think that they're trouble, and they're not. They may be troubled by their surroundings or their situation, but they're in that molding stage. And if we all take the time to just let them know that they are valued, that they are loved, and that it is our goal to spread the gospel, and that Jesus is there for you no matter what, that gives them a sense of hope. And I feel like that's our job to do.
Yeah, very cool. I love it. I love it. And it's fun to be with the kids, but you see, you know, you can like almost see what they're thinking in their brain when you're talking to them.
Yes, yes.
So that's funny. So you were a sous chef before you decided to do this. So have you always wanted to be a writer? I mean, when you were in school, did you think, oh, maybe one day I'll write, or do you like writing, or did it just come?
So when I was in college, I wrote a couple different papers, and the professors would say, you know, you have a knack for this. But I was always ashamed or embarrassed because I can't spell to save my soul. I'm a terrible speller. And my punctuations and all that, they're all over the place. And so I would have a great story floating around and upstairs in my head, but I would be too embarrassed to put it on paper. And I was listening to another author one time say that he didn't know how to do any of that either. And somebody told him, surround yourself with people that know how to do that part. And I thought, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to throw it out there. And that also, I feel like, is liberating if I'm going to a school to visit children. And they may be having that struggle already and know that, hey, I'd like to do this, but I can't spell well. And if they see somebody that said, okay, neither could I, but I still went ahead and did it, and give them some confidence to do, you know, to go ahead and further what their desires are, or their dreams are. So that's where that kind of comes from.
Excuse me, but that is so true. And that's where I'm just going to bring in a little side note here is, you know, we've heard authors say, well, I can proof this myself. I'll proof my book myself, or I'll proof my manuscript myself. But really, it is true. Find the people who can surround you to get that part done for you. And even if you can't spell, but even especially if you can't spell, don't let that hold you back. The grammar is something that some people just don't, it doesn't click with. It's like with math. You know, I am like, oh, math, no, you know, but learning to know that you don't have to hold yourself back and going ahead and doing it and having that confidence in yourself is so important, just so important.
Well, like I said before, when somebody said, do what you love and surround yourself with the people that can enable you to do that, and they're doing what they love, and then it'll all balance out. Exactly.
And
so, I mean, COVID was a horrible experience for a lot of people, but it was also eye-opening. Like, would I have written this book prior to COVID? Probably not. I would have been in my own little world doing my thing that I was doing. So it kind of, for me, it was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, that's so funny. Now, before this, I'm just going to go back to the sous chef. Did you love cooking too? Do you still like to cook and do that type of thing?
No, I do not like to cook. So my son, he had a lot of special needs growing up, and so I had to have him in different schools, and I wanted to be available to him when he was home. So I started out as a lunch lady at his school, and then I had a girlfriend that said, "Oh, come over to this school." Now that he was older and he was going to be in longer, this school has more hours, and so then it snowballed into that. Then I went up to the college, and they needed an assistant, and then through I trained under a chef, and through his knowledge, he guided me and enabled me to become a sous chef. And then after the sous chef, I went back to elementary school and became a kitchen manager. So I was the last year, actually, I was still working in that environment, which was wonderful because it allowed me to, as I'm writing the book, I was sharing it with the children at that school. So I have Bacon has his own little fan club. So
Oh,
that's really cool.
that is really cool. I love it. I love it. And it all, okay.
I love baking. I love baking and doing that, but the actual cooking part is just never, it just kind of evolved. I mean, it's not that it was like, oh, I hate going to work by no means, but it just wasn't something that I was like, oh, I want to be a chef. And I always tell everybody, if you've watched one cooking show, you probably know more than I do.
That's funny. That's funny. But it also goes to prove that you're never too old to do something that you really want to do, or if you want to change course, it doesn't
Amen.
matter.
Amen.
Does not
Amen.
matter. Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
not, it does not matter because I am 57 right now. And to be doing that, and then I was like, hey, Walt Disney was a little bit older than that. You never know.
True. It's so true. So true. So let's go back to bacon. And did you really always want to have a pig? Did you see that in your future? You did.
Yeah, so when I was a little girl, in fact, I went at my dad was an artist. He owned a sign company, and he would paint, like he put on my sister's wall. I remember it was adorable. It was like a Holly Hobby, if you remember that character. He painted that on her bedroom wall, and I'm like, I want a barn. I want a barn with horses and pigs. And he's like, yeah, I'm not drawing that on walls. And I was like, okay. So yeah, I always wanted a pig, and it wasn't going to happen in my childhood. And then my husband, I told him I wanted a pig, and we were probably 20 years into our marriage. And I said, I still want a pig. He's like, Tina, you have dedicated a lot of time to this yard. He said, you don't want a pig. He said, they will destroy your yard. They'll root it right up. And I'm like, no, I really want a pig. So we were at the flea market, and there was a couple little piggies left. And I'm like, I really want a pig. And he's like, Tina, I'm not getting you a pig. And I said, well, the grandkids would love it. And I turned around and I hear this squealing behind me, and here comes my baby pig. So I definitely used the grandkid card and convinced you that they would love me. And that's how I finally got my pig, from a little girl to a grandma.
Oh,
And I got my pig.
that's so funny. That is very funny. So what, how did George Clooney come into this pig thing too?
I think he, when I seen that George Clooney had one in his nice home and he was able to have a pig, and that it was like, well, if it's okay for him, then it surely is okay for me to do this. So it was just like, if George Clooney can do this, how George came about.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, I'm going to put a little plug in here too for Nick Clooney. Nick Clooney was my dad's cousin, and they went to grade school and high school together in Maysville, Kentucky. And he's a really nice man, really, really nice man. So I'm going to reach out to him and see about maybe he'll give that book to George.
I would love for George's kids to see the book. I really, really would love that because they're in the right age back bracket, and I think they would find that cute that this came about in essence from the example that their dad had by having a pet pig.
That's really funny. So we'll see what we can do.
I think.
So what's next for Bacon? What do you think's going to happen next?
So while I know what's happening next, Bacon, I am working very hard on getting a book ready for Christmas for Bacon. So there's a Christmas story. And then the next thing will be a board book collection for babies that will have the numbers and the colors and the shapes for little people.
Oh, that's very cool. That is very cool. And you've got time for Christmas because it's early in the
Yes, I'm trying very hard to get that ready. I have probably, oh, I don't know, maybe 60 more illustrations I need to put together.
Very
I'm
cool.
ready to go.
Very cool. And yeah, going back to the illustration, so you're an illustrator too? You like to do that type of thing? Because
Yes,
your
I do.
dad was an artist or yeah.
Yes, my dad was an artist. So when I was a teenager, that was one of my first jobs, was working down there. But he was a sign painter. So he had started out years ago working for Pepsi, and he was the person that went around and painted all the little Pepsi bottle cap signs. And they sent him to school, art school. And then after many years of working with them, he opened his own business, which my mom continued to run for, I think it was 10 years after my dad passed. And so they were in business for over 40 years, a small mom and pop shop, sign shop. And but he would hand letter, and he was so good that it made it look like it was computer generated. I mean, he was just very, very gifted man. And I can remember him drawing like one of our Christmas presents. He said he was hired by a toy store to draw cartoons of clowns. And he hadn't been, but he was drawing cartoons, character pictures, and framing them. And that was our Christmas gift for my sister and I that we had. So I thought that was really, really sweet and really cool. But so I personally think some of that's genetic. I don't think my illustrations are like masterpieces by no means, but they're, when I look at that pig picture, it makes me smile. There's just something about it that just makes me happy when I see it. And it makes me happy to see little kids that are enjoying it already.
Oh, that's so cool. That's neat. And it was such a talent. You're a writer and an artist.
Thank you.
So,
Who
what'd you say?
Who
Oh, we never know. So it's a kid's book, obviously. And do you ever have appearances or go do speaking events at children's schools or kids' events?
Yes, so I've done both. Actually, I was invited to come read to a living assisted living center with early onset dementia, and I read to them. And they thoroughly enjoyed the book. So that was sweet. That was a sweet moment. And the children do really like it. And there is a little verse that all the animals say, and it's kind of addictive. So I'm waiting for parents to be upset with me when all their little kids are running around their house going oink, diddy, oink, diddy, oink, oink, oink 1,000 times. I did just have somebody write me and say that they had it on their coffee table and their husband seen it. And he read it, and she said, and now he's walking around, oink, diddy, in around the
That's cute. That is funny.
That
That's
was
cute.
cute.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've thought about this, but I was a preschool helper, in the classroom for a few years. So I don't know if you've reached out to preschools, but that might be a good avenue for you to also maybe talk about or try to talk, go in and read to the kids. I don't know. It's a
Thank
thought.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, I'll look into that.
Yeah. So, sounds like you've got a lot going on, and there's more books coming out, and it's really bright and exciting for what's to come with you and Bacon. So, your book was just released, was it January this year? January this
January
year.
23rd.
So, where can people find your book to purchase it?
You can find it on my website at Tina Neely, NEELY.com, or on Amazon.
Okay, great. Great. So people can go there and you'll find it on your author page also on Amazon, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But
So
I do have a website that I think people would enjoy, and I would appreciate, my goal is to build up my website for following. Hopefully there's digital coloring pages on there, Christian based. There's like games, crossword puzzle, not crossword puzzle, word search. Cut that. Yes, there is crossword puzzles. Multiple things on there. And then I also have other merchandise, t-shirts and things of that nature with bacon on the site
Yeah,
as well.
I saw that. It's really cool. And we'll make sure we put a link to that in the show notes so people can go there so they can click on it and go to your site. And then how else can they connect with you? Do you have social media or anything like that?
I do. Still trying to master it, if I'm being honest with you.
Okay. It baby steps. You know, it's okay to have one thing going. That's what we're getting ready to send out a book about. Publishing and helping authors. And that's one thing I said in one of my chapters. I'm like, if you don't have everything, it's okay. Just start somewhere and grow from there.
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram, and then I do have Bacon has a YouTube channel. So I've only got two videos up of him right now, but my goal is to have, and that's at it's Bacon's World. And my goal is to start posting videos of him that will link you to my author website.
Okay, great. And we'll be sure to put all of those links. I'll have you give them to us and put them in the show notes. Now, on our final question here, I'm going to ask you, is there anything we haven't talked about that you would like to share with people, or do you think you covered everything? What do you think?
I just think that if we are given an opportunity to witness on Jesus' behalf, we should. And I think whenever I am known as the lady that hugs, so I mean, I've had when I was working in the kitchen and I would go to a different kitchen, they'd be like, oh, they warned us about you. You're going to hug me, aren't you? So
Oh.
I think it's important that we make people know that they are valued because you just don't know what's going on. Really don't. I mean, they can put on a facade for you and they could be having true struggles. And sometimes it just takes a kind word to help see them through that difficult moment.
Yeah,
So
so true.
that would be my takeaway here is that we just take the time to tell everyone that they have value and that they're loved.
That's so funny. I think we've connected on a lot of things that we kind of have similarities in common about stuff. And you just said you're a hugger. In high school, I like to hug, well, I like to hug still too, but they called me Cuddles. In high school, I was called
Oh,
Cuddles.
how cute. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I know where mine stems from. So my son was diagnosed with autism and he did not like to be touched as a child. And I, as a mother, I was craving that. And the only time that he would let me touch him was when he was sick. And I would be like, mommy, don't mind. I said, but why is it that you only want me to do that? And he would go, duh, that's the only time I really need you. Has a form of, autism, so there's no filter there.
Oh
So,
gosh. Well, out of the mouths of babes and all your other things. Oh.
So I think I craved that hug. So I just use that as an opportunity, and then it kind of, it's been a blessing all the way around because it's helped others as well as helping myself.
Oh, well, that's great. Tina, thanks so much for joining us today and joining me. And it was so valuable and it was a lot of fun to talk to you. So thank you so much. And
You.
everybody, take care and touch base with Tina. Find where she's at and follow her journey.
Thank you.
Podcast is a production of The Author's Voice. I have been your host, Peter Wheatmartian, and I want to thank KZ and Colleen for joining me on this episode to discuss all things writing, publishing, and speaking. Do you have questions about today's topic or would like to be a guest on a future episode? You can learn more about The Author's Voice on our website, theauthorsvoice.org, or send our team an email at info@theauthorsvoice.org. You can stay in touch with Candy, Colleen, and Peter through The Author's Voice on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Links to all of those can be found in the show notes. If you have enjoyed the episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave a review on the podcast app of your choice. Also, please help us spread the word about the Blank Page to Bestseller podcast by sharing the episode on your social media or by introducing a friend, a colleague, an author, or anyone who would enjoy the discussion to the show.